Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn to Nahum, the book of Nahum this morning. Book of Nahum, that's over in the minor prophets before you get to the book of Matthew. Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1. I want to look at a few verses this morning. And boy, I tell you what, ain't it been good already to be here? Boy, I tell you what, there's a presence of the Lord here. It'd be a good day if you haven't ever been saved. It'd be a good day to get saved. Amen. If you've been following the guilty distance, going about your own business, doing your own thing, it'd be a good day to just come up and draw next a nigh to the Lord, that He can draw nigh to you. And He's promised to said He would. If we'll draw nigh to Him and seek His face, that we'll find Him, and we'll find Him when we seek Him early. How early is the day? Amen. Today would be a good day just to seek the Lord. Today'd be a good day to get in. Today'd be a good day just to worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. Nahum chapter 1, the Bible says, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. But God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserveth wrath for His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath His way in a whirlwind and in the storm, and in the clouds, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at Him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at His presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Now watch this. He said, who can stand before His indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of His anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by Him. But now watch verse 7. He said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. But with an overflowing flood He will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness which shall pursue His enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? Now watch this. He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help. As we look and see this, the Word speaks to us this morning. And the Bible talks about the burden of Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a great city. And you know in the past, it was the capital of Assyria. And it was a time when it was a place where God sent Jonah to preach at Nineveh and tell them, said, you know what? They've got just a short time, and I'm going to utterly destroy that place. Well, you know the story. Jonah got in a ship and he headed just as hard as he could away from Nineveh. But God got a hold of his heart, helped him to realize that the urgent need of an urgent people, and He sent him to Nineveh. And Jonah preached to the Ninevites. And the Bible said that they repented in sackcloth and ashes. Asked God to forgive them of their sin, to cleanse them and help them to be whole. Amen. And God moved on that place, and He forgave that great nation. Amen. I'm talking about a wicked people. You say, well, preacher, you know, that's just not going to happen in the day and the hour that we live, because this world has just become, I've told you, it's not sinful no more. It's just plain wicked. Amen. But I want to say, it's not a bit more wicked than the people of Nineveh was at their time. I mean, they were wicked people. They'd go in, they'd utterly destroy, they'd maim and they'd rape the women, and they'd skin people alive, they'd hang them on poles and set them on fire. I mean, they was a wicked, wicked people. Amen. But Jonah went and preached to them the Holy God of glory, the Holy Ghost. Pray God moved upon them, and they asked God, hey, in sackcloth and ashes, from the king on down, praise God, they asked God to forgive them of their sin, and guess what? He did. Amen. He did. So we see that past repentance that they had. But the Bible speaks here through Nahum, and he says there's an impending judgment that's coming. Amen. What happened just about 149 years later as Nineveh forgot God? Amen? Just a little while down the road, Nineveh forgot God. Amen? They pulled back. They started their way. They started living the way they wanted to again, and they just absolutely forgot God. Amen? They forgot God, if we ain't careful, we'll forget God. We get so caught up, we get so busy that we forget God. But let me tell you something this morning that'll help you more than anything in this world. Have I got your attention? Have I got you? Look up here just a minute. I'll tell you more. It's something that'll help you more than anything in this world. Jesus told us up. He said, you know what? I know you've got needs of housing and food and raiment and clothing. He said, God knows you have need of all those things. Those are all important things. But he said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and what's right in the eyes of God, praise God, his righteousness, he'll provide everything you need. Amen. Hey, did you hear me? I said, let me get up here where you can see me. He said he would supply everything we need. Amen. So what we've got to do, church, we just got to come together as the living organism that God created us to be, to bless and praise his name so that he can provide our needs. Amen. I think the reason God ain't moving in a whole lot of situations is we don't trust him to take care of us. Amen. I believe what happened in Nineveh, praise God, they got to a point they become so self-efficient. They become so self-sufficient that they forgot to remember God. They forgot to remember where that forgiveness had come from. Amen. I want to say forgiveness, the only place it can come from is through the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection, praise God. When we're partakers in Christ Jesus. Amen. He died to take away the sins of the world, to put us on a path. He said, it's a narrow path. He said, a few that be that'll find it. Amen. That narrow way. He said, there's a broad way that leads to destruction. He said, there's many that be that go in thereat. There's a lot of people that's following the broad way, that way of destruction. But he said, there's a narrow way, praise God. Amen. He said, that narrow way, how you find it, preacher? When we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll lead us in the right path. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can shout and praise him all the way to the end of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nahum is talking to the people of Nineveh. He said, hey, listen, it's time. He said, God's a jealous God. Amen. Who he is. Because, see, they had forgot to remember God. I'm afraid the United States of America is about the same place. We forgot to remember God and godliness. Amen? Look what takes place when we do that. Over in Romans chapter 1. Over in Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Well, let's go back to verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened, professing themselves, watch this, to be wise. Amen? You know what's wrong with most people today in the United States of America? We're smarter than God. Amen? That's a fact. We think that we're smart. Well, I know what I need. We haven't got it. Hey, listen, you don't have a clue what you need. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know exactly what I need. If you did, you'd realize you need for Christ. We'd realize we need that all we need, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that ever-present help, even in these troublesome times. Amen. That we might set ourselves aside for him, praise God, and magnify him. But we forgot to remember God. Amen. Now, I want you to ask yourself something. Think about it. I don't want you to raise your hand, but think about it. How many times a day do you go about your business, go all day long, and never think about God? Never think about a loving Savior who's watching us, the Holy Spirit that lives in us, that's trying to guide us. Are you looking, are you expecting the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit? How many days, how many weeks, how many months do we go and do our own thing without thinking about God? And then we look back and we say, Pastor, I just don't know what's wrong with America. We profess ourselves to be wise and we become fools in the things of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. But he said, listen, he said, changing the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. We got it. We've got to a mindset today that a little critter is more important than a human being. Amen. Amen. Those things that God give us to enjoy, praise God, are more important than human life. You go down there and accidentally hurt a little animal, and they'll lock you up for centuries. Amen. But you can go down there and you take a little baby and kill it, and it's okay. Something's messed up, praise God. Hey, we're not a bit better than Nineveh. Amen. When we can take a little old baby in the womb, I mean, let it go to a full tomb, turn it around, pull it out by its feet, stab scissors into the back of its head, open them up, and then take a vacuum cleaner and suck its little brain out. Amen. We're nothing but barbarians. Amen. We've turned away from God. We forgot God and godliness. We better get our eyes open and we better see God the way God is. As Brother David preached Sunday night so eloquently, God is in heaven, praise God. There is a God. And He's looking down and He sees everything that we do. But I'm afraid in the era that we live, that we forgot to remember God. We forgot who He is and what He wants to do for us. The help that He has to give, amen, for me and you. Bless His holy name. So we see God. We see who God is. We see God is a jealous God. Amen. Three times here in verse 2 it says that God is a revengeful God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, preacher, who is God taking revenge? Who is God vengeful over? The Bible said He's vengeful over His adversaries. Amen. God's adversaries will have to give an account for what they do. Those that are against God. Amen. In other words, the enemies of God. You're a preacher, but I'm glad I'm not one of them. If we ain't very careful, we are. When we don't notice Him, when we forget Him, when we're not led of the Lord, amen, then we become enemies of the God we say that we believe and trust in. Amen. I want to preach just a minute this morning. I'm going to try to hurry on where we stand in America. Where we stand right now. Where do you stand this morning when it comes to God and godliness? I've said it, you're hearing it. God is a God of a jealous God. God is a vengeful God. He will not let wickedness go unpunished. There will be a day of reckoning for what we do. Amen. So where does God stand? God stands upon His mightiness, upon His holiness. He's a jealous God. He's a vengeful God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's who He is. Amen. But you say, well, preacher, a God like that, we don't need it. Hey, listen, He's a jealous God. Ain't you glad He is? Amen. You know, let me just give you this example. It may be crude, but us fellas, we got our little wife. Amen. And we ought to be just a little bit jealous over our wife. Amen? If some other fella comes along and he starts wooing her and doing the same thing, amen, we ought to be jealous. We ought to step in and say, hey, wait a minute, fella. You need to back off. He said, here's your bubble. Amen? Here's your bubble. And this is as close as you get. Amen? You get to laying hands on my wife. Amen? Amen. I'll be moving you back. Amen? Same way with you, with you fellas. Some woman comes along and if she starts getting inside your husband's bubble, amen, you praise God, I guarantee you there'll be a little bit of jealousy and you'll come up and get him between, push in there and say, wait a minute, amen, you're getting too close. Well, I won't say glory be to God. That's the way our God, our Heavenly Father is, praise God. He's a jealous God. And when things start getting too close to us, that's going to hurt us, that's going to defile us, praise God, He stepped in. Glory to God. I'm glad He does. Amen. Amen. If He didn't, He wouldn't love me, praise God. But He steps in there and He says, hey, glory, He's my advocate. Amen. Amen. He starts telling the devil, the demons of hell, hey, you get back just a little bit, you're too close. Amen. 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 Wait, you say, well, preacher, how does that happen? It's because of where we stand. Amen. Amen. When we stand in the Lord, praise God, He'll stand with us. Praise God. What made America so great? How did America become a superpower in less than 200 years? No country, no nation had ever done it before. Let me tell you how He done it. because of a group of godly, Bible-believing people came together and made one nation under God. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Individual liberty and justice for all. Amen. It was a justice of a holy God that moves upon America and makes her as great as she is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we got to figure out where we stand today. We know who God is. We know what God stands for. We know what He says. We know who He is. Amen. He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. Amen. I'm talking about a true and a living God this morning. I'm glory to God, Brother Rex. He's alive and well, praise God. I'm not serving some cold dead in a tomb. I'm serving a living Savior this morning. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of the old Father on high to make an intercession for me and you. That's what we've got this morning. But yet he goes on here and talks about a God that's slow to anger. He don't get mad quick. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad God don't get fed up with you right quick, fast, in a hurry? Hey, if He did, He might just flick us off into eternity and say, boy, I've had enough of that one. Huh? Yeah. He said that somebody else come along and they mess up. He said, well, enough of that. You say, well, God can't do that. I'm going to tell you, I bear back the difference. God can do that. Amen. I tell you, for a child of God, you continue to resist God. You continue to go your own way. And if you have been born again and you resist God, you reject God, He will do that. He'll take you out of here to keep you from being reproached on His name. Amen. Praise God, but we realize where we stand. Praise God. There's Almighty God with all power. The Bible said in heaven and earth. Amen. He said He has power over the whirlwind. He's the force of the wind. Amen. His feet are, the clouds are the dust of His feet. Amen. What does that mean? It means He's high and above everything. Praise God that we can even comprehend. That's His holy name. See, He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry and drieth up the rivers. Bashan language and Carmel, the flower of Lebanon languisheth. Amen. That's who God is. He's in control of it all. Amen. His precious word, His precious purpose is continuously marching on. Amen. I want to say praise God. Hey, listen, whether we choose to go with Him and follow Him, amen, it makes no difference. He'd like to see every one of us get in, but praise God, God will not stop His march. He will continue march on with or without us. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. He gives us a choice as food moral agents to make an informed choice this morning. We can choose God. We can choose today where we stand. Amen. So if we don't stand for something, we're liable to fall for anything. Amen. But we see God in His power. We see God who He is. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying God takes a stand. Amen. Who should be our example? The Lord Jesus Christ. Well, He has taken a stand. Praise God. And we need to choose to stand with Him in these last days. Because we realize what He can do. We realize that now in the book of Nahum, Nahum is telling them the Ninevites, he said, you repented once in sackcloth and ashes, but your sin has come up to the eyes and the face of God. And he said, you need to repent. You need to turn from your wicked way. And they said, we'll not turn. God said, well, if you won't turn, then you'll burn. Amen. Amen. Praise God, we need to turn to God. Listen, we need to forget about our wicked way and our rebellious way and turn to God. Amen. You know, a preacher, you can't burn if you've been saved. I will say, if you continue to rebel against God and godliness, I kind of doubt your salvation. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're judging us. Now the Bible says you're fruit of our witness. Amen. What you do in this life, praise God, people will see it and know. And if they can see it and know, you know God will. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see Him as He is. We speak. He speaks of the judgment that's to come. He said the mountains quake at Him. Now, I preached on this a while back. It's amazing when the trees and the rocks, amen, recognize who God is. And God's people who made the likeness and image of God Himself can't recognize who God is. We're in a sad shape. Why? Because we're like Nineveh. We forgot God. Amen. So where do we stand? We stand upon shifting sand this morning. Amen. Instead of on that firm foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on in verse 6, he said, who can stand before His indignation? Amen. Speaking of this judgment that's a coming, he said, who can stand before it? We know that judgment is coming upon America just as sure as it came upon Israel, but just as sure as it came upon Nineveh, just as sure as it came upon Moab. I pray God, it's coming on the United States of America. Amen. But the thing is, we've got to ask ourselves, where are we going to be standing when it comes? I don't know about you, I'm going to be standing in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be standing with my Lord and my Savior, praise God, the one who's bought me and redeemed me. Because God's speaking of judgment. I don't want to stand before in that judgment and the wrath of God. Do you? No, sir. No way, no how. He says, but it's coming. In Revelation chapter 8, the Bible says this in verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice because the merit... Wait a minute, I'm on the wrong chapter. Verse 8 and 7 said, the first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Amen. Don't sound like something I want to be a part of. Amen. I know why I went to that other, because that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm going to be enjoying the good things of God. Amen. I didn't get in this thing to burn, praise God. I got this thing to rejoice and praise and magnify God. He said the second angel sounded, and there was a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. You see, this thing is cataclysmic. Events just begin to happen, and they begin to wax worse and worse. And he said, when you begin to see these things come to pass, look around and open your eyes, youngin'. We're headed into destruction, but praise God, we're serving a true and a living God tonight. That's a delivering God. He's come to bring us out. Praise the Lord. But those that stand, amen, who can stand against can the ungodly stand against God? Will they be able to claim a defense before the righteous God of glory? Not a chance. Amen. They'll go down and they'll burn. Amen. With everything else. He said, who can stand? He said, who can abide? Now think about it. I got to think about this. I thought, my goodness, that abide means to dwell. Who can dwell in this awful inferno that's coming upon earth? The awful judgment that's going to be poured out of God. Who can stand that? He said, well, preacher, I'm pretty tough. Yeah, I can stand it. You know, I got my goodies stashed, and got my gun in the cave, and got a supply of food, and you won't last 2 minutes. Huh? You won't last. He said, hey, listen, it'll get so bad that people will cry for the mountains and rocks to fall upon them. They might die. And he said, they can't, that death won't come. Amen. When that's poured out of God, where are we going to be standing? You know where I'm going to be standing? I'm going to be standing with my Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in glory. Amen. Shouting to praise God. While this all taking place, while this is going passing by, praise God, I'm going to be my Lord. I'm going to be dwelling with Him. What about you? Amen. I don't know about you. Hey, if dwelling in fire is not a very good place. Amen. Hell fire is not a good place. A world on fire is not a good place. You say, well, preacher, do you really believe all that? You look around you. I told somebody the other day, God's getting rid of this thing. It's just like a big old box of kindling that He's getting together. Amen. All the farmers has quit farming. Amen. Al Gore said one time to the FFA people in West Virginia, he said, you need to quit worrying about farming, get you a good job in communications and in computer, and let China and these other places grow our food. What a fool. They already poisoned our dogs and cats. You don't think they'd poison us too? But the farms have been let go. And I fight it every day because we still got a working farm. I mean, we're annexed into the city of Weaverville, but we've still got a working farm. We was grandfathered in. And I fight, every year I fight, I have to lay the lime and fertilize my place because the broom sage is trying to overtake us. Amen. Brother John, all the farms around, big old dairy farms, things used to be all around us, they're overgrown with broom sage. Have you ever seen what broom sage will do when you throw a match in it? I mean, it's just like throwing kerosene at it. It just burns, and just whichever way the wind blows, it'll just burn just as hard as it can go. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying this, God's getting this thing set up for a fire He's going to kindle. Because He's just about fed up with America and Americans, me and you, snubbing our nose at Him and saying, Lord, I know best. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, if we ain't very careful, we take a stand, but it's on the wrong side of God. Amen. Praise God, I want to be just as far on His side as I can. I don't want to be even found straddling the fence, close to the fence. Praise God, I want to be found on God's side. When God looks at me, I don't want Him to wonder whose side I'm on. Amen. What about you? Amen. When God looks at, when the Holy Ghost of God moves around, praise God, I want Him to know whose side I'm on. Amen. I want to know that I'm a listening, expecting to speak to me and show me the right way. Amen. Praise God. When He, like the old saying is, when He says jump, I want to ask Him how high while I'm already in there. Amen. Praise God. I want to be moving in the direction of my Savior. Praise God. When He says come up hither. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to run and start. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, you going to cheat? No, I just won't be ready. Glory to God. Amen. I want to know where I stand. We need to know where we stand these last days. Amen. Because this thing, Bible said, it's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end. You say, well, preacher, no, you're mistaken, because we've got some people that's going to come along, and this thing's going to get so much better. Boy, the devil's got you fooled. It ain't going to get no better for this world, but it's going to get better for me and you. For those that's born again, that's expecting and looking to His appearing, praise God, it gets better every day. The rejoicing is real in my soul, and it gets better every day. Amen. Every time I pick up that blessed old book, Brother Andrew, he just gets a little bit better. Amen. I get to see him just a little more for who he is. Went up there the other day and had prayer with Amanda and him. That's why we need to pray for Greg. Bless his heart. He has a tough time with these pregnancies. Amen. I mean, he stresses, don't he? I mean, he stresses. Amen. That's all right. Praise the Lord. God, I love him. Amen. But went up there with him and prayed with him. Praise God. But then I had to leave. I had an appointment, and Miss Penny texted me. I hadn't no more than got gone. She texted me, and here's little Madison. Amen. And people look at it and say there is no God. When they see a miracle, a birth like that, see some little old something that was hardly nothing become a little human being. Amen. What a magnificent thing that God has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when we see where we stand, and we stand with God, where we stand, because the Bible tells us over verse 2 that God's a jealous God. He's jealous. He wants us to recognize Him. Amen. It's kind of like that scenario I'll give you about a husband and a wife. If you say that you love your wife, fellas, and you go off to work one morning, you don't come home for 3 or 4 months. After about the second day, your wife's going to begin to wonder. After about the first evening, your wife's going to begin to wonder if you really love her. Amen? Same way with you, with the ladies. If you go off and you go about your business and you stay gone for 2 or 3 days or a week or a month, and your husband's begin to wonder if you really love him. Amen? But praise God, if you're there every day and that presence is known, amen, you ought to tell your wife, your husband, you ought to tell them every day that you love them. Amen. I know some of you have made it. You said, honey, we're going to get married today, and I love you, and if I ever change my mind, I'll tell you. That's the way a whole lot of us are. That's kind of the way we are with God, too. Amen. It makes God wonder whose side we're on. It makes Him wonder where we stand. But He said, you know what? God don't want to wonder where we stand. God, hey, He needs to know where we stand. I want to say this morning, church, we need to know where we stand, because we're coming into apocalyptic times, and we need to know where we stand for God. Let me just say this. I'll throw it in here. They come March, they come the 1st of March, well, we got to go to the polls and vote. Amen. Did you hear what I said? We got to go to the polls and vote. Amen. We've got to go to polls and we got to vote our biblical values. Now listen. Let me get up here where you can see me again. It's our responsibility to go vote. So I want to say today, this morning, now listen to me. If you ain't registered, you need to go tomorrow and register to vote. Amen. Amen. That's amen. Amen. If you're not ready, you need to go vote. Because we need to stand for what's right. If we don't stand for what's right, then we're automatically standing for what's wrong.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Right.
If you don't vote, then you're voting with that's wrong. Amen. And you're wrong.
Right.
Amen. We've got to vote our moral, biblical convictions and values. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're required. Amen. Do you get that? We're required to do that. It's our God-given ability to do that. God made us a nation where we can vote. So we need to vote. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's political. You ain't supposed to do political. Hey, let me tell you what the church was founded on. Amen. Church was founded on some men of God that wasn't afraid to stand and say, you know what? This fella don't believe right. You ought to stay away from him because he'll lead your family straight to hell. Amen. They preached it from the pulpit. They pointed them out. Amen. He said, listen, if there's any among you that ain't right, praise God, we need to find them out. Amen. We need to tell people so they don't deceive. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to stand up for what's right. Praise God in these last days. You know what's wrong with the church today? We've been quiet too long. Amen. I've told you before, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Amen. We need to be squeaking so we can get some grease. So if they look at us, they say, you know what? Those are people to be reckoned with. You say, well, preacher, we can't change things. That's because we haven't tried. Amen. Every person makes a difference. Every person makes a difference. Every vote counts. You say, well, preacher, I don't think it really makes a difference here. It may not here, but it does over there. Amen. It's recorded over there how we stand. Amen. Where do you stand this morning? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't really care nothing about that. That's because of where you stand. Amen. If you stand for the right thing, praise God, you'll care. It'll be a burden on your heart because of the children. Hey, a lot of us is old and they don't come after us, but they're coming for our children. Huh? Hey, if we ain't careful, praise God, they'll be brought up in a place where somebody will dictate to them everything they do, everything they say. That's not the America that I want for our children. I want an America, praise God, where we take a stand for God and godliness, life and liberty and justice for all. That's the America, praise God, that I love. Amen. Hey, I still love that old flag, praise God. It stands for the liberty we have to worship God. The true and a living Savior today, amen. He's real and alive. And we ought to be just as alive and as vibrant as He is. Bless His holy name. Where we stand. God's a jealous God. But not only is He a jealous God, but Brother X, He says over here in verse 7, that law, He's a good God. Amen. He's not only a jealous God, but He's a good God. So we need to stand and realize He's a jealous God because of who we are to Him. Because He loves us and cares for us with a godly love. And because He loves us so much, He's good to us. Amen. And He goes on here too and He said there's going to be an overflowing flood of destruction. Destruction's coming. If you look at, I won't turn to it, if you look over at Revelation chapter 19, 14. He said that the Lord's going to step out and He's coming and this thing's going to be over in a heartbeat. He's going to come with the word of His mouth, praise God, and going to destroy all the adversary. Amen. An overflowing flood is coming. An overflow of wrath and contempt from God Almighty is coming upon this nation which we live. The world in which we inhabit, the place that we dwell. It's coming. He says an overflowing flood. He said He will make another end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue His enemies. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be caught on the side of being called an enemy of God. But see, we have to choose today whose side. Either we're on God's side, going the way that God says to go, or we're on the other side. Amen. So if we're not on God's side going the way God wants us to go, then He said we're on the enemy's side. We're an adversary to God. I want to ask you this morning, where do you stand? Which side are we on this morning? Whose side are we on? We're on God's side or on the side of the adversary, the enemy of God. Amen? Because He said to that enemy of God, He said there's coming an overflowing flood. Amen? So who can stand it? Who can dwell in it? The answer is not one man, not one woman, not one boy or girl can stand the wrath of God. All will succumb to the wrath of God because it's an overflowing flood from God. Amen? That means destruction. Destruction is coming for all the ungodly in this world. Amen? Destruction, and destruction even in hell after this life, away from God. I told the fellas in the prayer room, hey, the worst thing about dying and going to hell ain't going to be the fire and the flames and the gnashing of teeth and the wailing and all that. That's not going to be the worst part of hell. You know what would be the worst part of hell? It was being isolated and alienated from God. Amen? Realizing and recognizing every day that He give us opportunities to choose Him, to pick Him, to get on the side of God and the grace and the mercy, praise God, because just as sure as that overflowing flood of wrath is coming, praise God, there's an overflowing flood of grace and mercy. Amen. An overflowing flood of grace and mercy, and we get on God's side, we put the things of the world behind it and say, oh God, I love You and I'm going with You no matter what. The grace and the mercy, praise God, is extended from God in an overflowing flood. That overflowing flood of grace and mercy, it comes in like a peaceful river. Amen? And it just overflows your soul and it takes you places. Glory be to God and glory world that you've never been before. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, it's the overflowing flood of destruction, but thank God for the overflowing flood of grace and mercy. Amen. Praise God, just like that overflowing flood of destruction, it comes in like a wave. Praise be to God. It cleanses and purifies and makes whole. Bless His holy name. What we got to do is ask ourselves is more, where do we stand? Amen. Nahum this morning, he said, you know what? Where do we stand? Because he says this. He said, the Lord is good. Amen. And He's good to us. He said, He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Amen. He said, He is a stronghold. That place of safety, that place of security, that place of peace and joy and happiness. Amen. He said, that's who He is. But he said, He He knoweth. Watch this. Yeah, you say, well, preacher, who's going to make it? How do we know where we stand? He said, because He knoweth them that trust in Him. Amen. How are we going to make it? Whose side? Where are we going to stand? We're going to stand probably with those that are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says that He knows them. Where do you stand this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? I'm not talking about a head knowledge. There's a whole lot of us. A lot of us got a head knowledge. I know who Jesus is. The Bible said, Rex mentioned this morning, the devil's demons in James chapter 2. He said, he know who Jesus is and tremble. But they're not saved. Amen. Say, I believe in and I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and my Savior. He died for me. Are you hearing me this morning? Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Above the heaven and earth, stretched out His arms and made a bridge, praise God, a salvation for me and for you, praise God. And I'm going to die believing that Jesus made that bridge for Jeff Massey. Amen. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Amen. Where are you going to stand? Where am I going? As Pastor Jeff, I'm going to stand on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On that foundation that He gave me. Amen. Where are you going to stand today? Question is, do you trust in Him? Do you trust Him? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, Paul was talking to Timothy about a time of apostasy that's coming. Amen? A time when people were turning away from God and godliness. He said, Timothy, tell them that there's a time coming when people will turn away from God. But he also goes on in verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, he said that apostasy's coming. But he says, nevertheless, the foundation, he says, even though apostasy's coming, even though people are denying and rejecting God, turning away from righteousness, he said, nevertheless, even when this happens, the foundation of God standeth sure. Amen. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's unrighteous. It's not right in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, even when people's turning their back on Him, apostasy's coming, He said, the foundation of God standeth sure. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you standing on that sure foundation? Where do we stand today when it comes to the things of God? Amen? Because if we're not standing on that, there's only two places, listen, I'm done. There's only two places we can take a stand today. Brother Andrew, it's on that shifting sand of unbelief, or it's on the firm foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and His resurrection that He got up for you. I want to ask you, as you stand with me to your feet this morning, where do you stand this morning?